African-American men have long distrusted the healthcare system, and it shows in how little they go to the doctor. A new grant to a team of Nashville researchers will establish a way to measure that trust and whether it's improving. WPLN's Blake Farmer reports.
The funding comes from the Robert Wood Johnson Foundation, and Consuelo Wilkins, who directs a joint venture between the Vanderbilt and Meharry Medical Schools, is overseeing the two-year project.
If we want to improve trust, we actually need to be able to measure it and see what kinds of strategies we are implementing that work and how well they work.
Measuring trust has been difficult for researchers in the field, so Wilkins' team will establish focus groups and use surveys to set a baseline and then a process for gauging trust going forward. Much of the skepticism among black men is deep-seated, going back to the Tuskegee syphilis experiments and even before, but some of it is subtle. Wilkins recalls addressing a group of retired police. An elderly gentleman said that when he's on the street, he's still called officer, at church, he's called deacon, and when he goes to the hospital, he's called by his first name, which to him comes off as disrespectful. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Blake Farmer.